Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Florida Repertory Theater in downtown Fort Myers recently opened its latest production, The Miracle Worker. The timeless American classic recounts the true story of how a determined teacher saved young Helen Keller from her isolated silence. For the rest of this hour, we're joined by three of the people who are instrumental in this show's production. First up, we're joined by 11-year-old Liza Jane Longenhagen, who plays young Helen Keller. This is her second show at the theater. She also played Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird earlier this year to rave reviews by critics. Liza Jane, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. I'm also joined in studio by Betsy Hoag, who plays Helen's teacher, Anne Sullivan. Betsy is a New York-based actor who has appeared on Broadway, off-Broadway, and at regional theaters across the country. On Broadway, she appeared in Peter and the Starcatcher, Fiddler on the Roof, and The Crucible. This is her debut performance at Florida Rep. Betsy, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And last but not least, we're joined by the show's director, Maureen Heffernan. She has directed a number of Florida Rep productions over the years, including Sylvia, The Little Foxes. Aside from working at Florida Rep, Heffernan has been recognized as a leader in arts education throughout the country and as an innovator in arts programming for special populations. She was the founding artistic director of the Unlimited Potential Theater Company in Very Special Arts in New Jersey. She also inaugurated the drama therapy program for the Center for Cognitive Rehabilitation at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey. That's quite a resume. Maureen, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. We're able to join those two ladies.
We are talking about The Miracle Worker. Thanks. We're talking about The Miracle Worker playing now at Florida Rep in downtown Fort Myers. If you've got a question for one of the actresses or the show's director, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we are at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So I want to start with Liza Jane. Big picture, when did you start acting?
Well, when I was 6 years old, I was in 42nd Street. That was my first summer camp at Florida Rep.
And then you just continued from there?
Yes.
You kind of caught the bug?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was it like being in To Kill a Mockingbird after having done camp performances at the Rep?
It was a different experience, and I knew I wanted to continue this. So it was just amazing.
So you really got into it.
Yes.
Can you talk about the kinds of preparation that you did for this role, playing Helen Keller? I mean, this is a big role.
We saw the movie of The Miracle Worker, and we also went to the School for the Deaf and the Blind in St. Augustine.
What did you learn there? What did you pick up from that visit?
We learned that the blind students hug the walls, and in the cafeteria as well, they never have a round table. We thought this was something really interesting. They like to count corners at the tables.
That was interesting because you're feeling your way around.
Yes.
So you kind of got the visual of how they're behaving in these situations, and then kind of that's how you kind of guided your acting method.
Yes.
Wow, and you spent time around the house wearing blinders and earplugs too?
Yes, I have.
What did that feel like?
It was different, and I didn't like the feeling of not being able to see or hear.
So. Yeah. So how much did you know about Helen Keller before you auditioned for this role?
Not a lot. I knew she was deaf and blind and frustrated, but I didn't know she was this violent when she was a kid, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that frustration, you don't really know what to do with it.
No.
So you have to act that out on stage.
Yes, you do.
Were you surprised by how much of that there was, the frustration level?
Yes, I was. There is a bit of violence in our play. My dad has helped with a lot of the fight scenes.
Fight scenes and you think of Helen Keller, you just don't see those going hand in hand, but it does work. But I guess you kind of got a taste of how frustrated it might be to not be able to see or hear when you were in your house.
Yes.
Doing your practice like that.
Yeah, because you don't know what might come up or maybe somebody's behind you.
Yeah, that would be on edge all the time,
yes.
Right? So Maureen Heffernan, I want to bring you into the conversation now. You're not only a director, but an arts educator. So you work with children a lot. What was it like working with Liza Jane for this role?
An absolute pleasure. I enjoy working with young people, but I've rarely met someone with not only her skill, but her intellectual appetite. She really wants to know about what she's learning about, and she takes she takes suggestions, and if you suggest something, she always takes it even further. So But to be with Betsy and Eliza together was really extraordinary because they seemed to make almost an immediate connection. And I think that, you know, Betsy has really been a teacher of a lot of things that are theatrical with Liza as well. So it's just been a wonderful experience. And I knew Liza when she was very young, and she was always an inquisitive little girl. But now to see her as a young, you know, young lady and a young artist, how she's advancing, it's really quite a wonderful, you know, it's a wonderful experience. And she kept me on my toes. She really asked very insightful questions. This whole acting company did. This was a company of people that like to think about the subject matter and really delve into it. And I think the opportunity for us to go to the School for the Deaf and the Blind, where we experienced those teachers and those students, really gave us a common basis of experience that we could say, remember when we saw that, or did you notice that young person that did this, or how they ate their cookie, or how they, you know, read their book, the ones that are, you know, partially visually impaired. So all those things, I think, added to the excitement and really to the quality of the performances.
Well, it sounds like you had a great team to work with. And so, Betsy Hoag, I understand that you started as a child actor, too. Did that give you some insights while working with Liza Jane?
I did. I started acting when I was about 9 years old, so a little later start than Liza got. But I also loved it as soon as I started, and I've been trying to keep doing it ever since. So it was definitely really fun to get to work on a show with someone who is as in love with this thing at the same age as I started to be. And to work on, both of us get to work on such meaty parts together, and we need each other so much. We're teammates. We have so much of the show to do together. And this play is really interesting in that, you know, there's a 4-page scene in the show that's only stage directions. There's no dialogue. There's just action, movement and action. And so to be able to go out there and do that together and figure out how to trust each other and be able to do that over and over again has been really fun.
So you've acted in New York. Are you from here? Or did you come from New York to do this play?
No, I came from New York to do this play. I'm from just outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And I've been in New York for about 8 years, and having that as my home base, I've gotten to sort of go all over the country to do theater, which has been pretty awesome.
Which I think is interesting that, Maureen Heffernan, you're in New Jersey now. The director doesn't stay for the duration of the play?
No, unfortunately, the director moves on once the show is open. I had the opportunity to stay through Sunday, but I'm actually going to teach a class. I teach at the College of New Jersey, and I'm teaching a class at 2 o'clock. So
yeah.
I was able to get away for 2 weeks, but now it's time for me to be back. So,
well, I appreciate you being...
I miss them.
Sorry?
I miss them already.
Oh, I bet
I've
you do.
I've only been gone a day. Yeah.
I bet you do. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and get to your class at 2 o'clock. I know I needed to let you go a little bit early.
Thank you for talking about this important story.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I appreciate you taking the time to be part of the show today.
Thanks. Take care, ladies.
Bye.
Enjoy tonight's
Bye.
Show.
Will do.
So, Betsy, how does the rep here in Southwest Florida kind of compare to some of the other places that you've acted?
It's been a great place to work. I have to say, a February job in Florida for a New Yorker is they're starting with a big leg up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I've gotten a bit of a work vacation, and I've really enjoyed it. And the theater's lovely. It's a great staff, and they have really incredible resources in the community, and the space is great. We have an amazing set, and the housing. I am actually living in an apartment right above the theater, so my commute is a set of stairs, and it's
pretty easy.
Been
right?
pretty awesome.
So, how does it feel to get to come here and work here in Southwest Florida in February, but then also to work with a young actress like Liza Jane?
It's been really incredible. We've gotten a lot of time together. Our first week of rehearsal actually was just me and Liza and Maureen and a little Greg fight choreography, so that we sort of got our bearings before the rest of the company came in to start rehearsal. And that was sort of great to form a relationship offstage that we can then use to have our onstage relationship make sense and feel good for both of us.
Yeah, you kind of get to know each other. Yeah. And Liza Jane, what does it feel like being able to work with someone that's, you know, usually on Broadway or slightly off Broadway? What does that feel like?
Incredible. Like, I feel honored to work with Betsy, and it's been a wonderful experience.
All right. Hey, we have a phone call coming in. This is Andrew on the line. He's calling from Fort Myers. Andrew, what's your question?
How difficult it has been for Liza to be a student while being a full-time actress in this performance, and how she copes with that.
Andrew, you took my next question. Thank you so much for calling in with that question. Liza, how is it to balance schoolwork and being a young person in school and then also this production?
It hasn't been very easy, but again, my teachers are very helpful with my theater schedule. And I have a math tutor who I'm going to right after this. So I get all my homework done on Mondays. My teachers give me all my homework so I can get it done for the week. So they've been really helpful with my theater schedule.
Well, that's really good. But then you also, I mean, earlier today you were on TV doing an interview. So now you're doing all the press junket, if you will, here locally. So, I mean, that keeps you busy too.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, your parents, I'm sure, are helpful in shuttling you back and forth and to and from.
Yes, they are.
So tell me a little bit more about your rehearsal schedule. How often did you have to rehearse before opening, and how did that fit in?
Oh, on a normal day, what was it then? So I think it was on weekdays, I think it was around 1 to 6, 2 to 6.
Yeah,
2 to 6.
We would start at noon, but we would get Liza at 2, so she got to get in most of her school day before she came and worked another whole full day of work with us. So she made a lot of the adult actors feel like we were really slacking.
The adults are slackers.
Exactly.
In the room, right?
We got restful mornings while she's, you know, doing all of her history. And
so
everything.
Was rehearsal your favorite part, or is it being on stage? What's your favorite part of doing these plays?
I just love working with the whole team to make a wonderful play for everybody to enjoy. And I just love this experience.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Is there anything that you don't like about it?
Tech can sometimes get a little bit exhausting.
What is tech?
So it's...
Like technical?
We rehearse with like lights and everything for the first time, like
oh, okay.
On the set and everything. And there's a lot of holding.
It's when we move for the first time out of the rehearsal room and onto the stage. So we're adding everything that we've been sort of imagining during rehearsal. We have to figure out how it actually works in real time and in real life. So sometimes it can take an hour to figure out how a minute of stage time goes.
Yeah, that kind of... That makes
tricky.
It's, you know, keeping it from like a theory and making it into an actual reality. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you have Liza Jane's dad, who also is joining the show a little late in the show. But I want to make sure we talk with you. Greg Longenhagen, he is Liza Jane's dad, as well as a professor here at FGCU and the fight choreographer for The Miracle Worker. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Fights in Helen Keller?
Oh, yeah. Several. And some that go on for pages.
Wow. What, yeah. What are they? What's the fight about?
Well, you'll have to ask these two.
No, well, they know the reason where it comes from.
Yeah. No, it's I mean, I think as Liza said early on in the interview, Helen is a she's very frustrated.
Isolated as well.
Yeah. An isolated. I mean, we can only imagine, I guess, you know, not having lost any of those senses. But there's a huge power struggle that occurs between Annie Sullivan and Helen Keller. And Helen, up until this point in her life, has really been taken, you know, really kid gloves, I guess is what you could say. I mean, she's been
kind of coddled. She got
coddled. Yeah. And Annie comes in with a whole different flavor. She does not, you know, she does not coddle her at all and treats her, you know, more maturely. And really, you know, there's the power struggle ensues. And because of that, Helen, she has no power of speech. So she acts out physically.
So, Liza Jane, you had to learn how to act and completely pretend that you were spoiled and having temper tantrums. I'm sure this never has happened in your actual life.
No, not really.
You know, it's funny you say that, but Liza is a pretty good kid. I mean, I've been around kids.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but I've never temper tantrums. Not too many. We didn't grow up with, you know, and I've seen them because I'm from a pretty big family and grew up around a lot of nieces and nephews and things like that. So I've seen it, and she's a pretty good kid.
Yeah. So talk about working with your daughter on stage. I mean, you have the father-daughter relationship. Now you have the, you know, fight choreographer relationship with an actress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to say, both Betsy and Liza are really adept. It's kind of a – stage combat is – you really need somebody who has athleticism to do it well, somebody who is has a sense of their body and where their body is in space, someone who has self-control. So it involves a lot of that, and these guys have it in spades. I mean, it was a joy to do it, and you know, really, I wasn't teaching as much as I was just tweaking what they were doing.
Yeah, I think it would be an interesting difference in your relationship. You have the father daughter, and then going to okay, you need to do this and this. But it sounds like it wasn't that much of a reach.
Yeah, I mean that aspect of it. I think Liza, she takes direction well, and I've coached her on different things in the past, and it was just another coaching session. But this time it was teaching her or coaching her on how to throw a punch, as opposed to how to deliver a line.
Yeah, it was fun for me to watch because it's there's so much love between the two of them. So the relationship that they have off stage translated to the way that we were working in the room. And so watching daddy teach a daughter how to throw a punch was always pretty fun for me.
Was it fun for you?
Yes, it was.
You're like critical life skills. These are things that I need to know, right?
Yes, for the future.
So you did a TV interview this morning. How did that go?
It went pretty well.
Were you
very
nervous?
Excited. Yes, I was nervous.
Do you still get nervous?
Yes, I do get nervous. Even before I go on stage, I think it's the anticipation. So.
Yeah, but then once you get up there, you get going. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's smooth sailing after that. So.
All right. Well, we are about out of time, but I do want to continue our conversation because there are some interesting things about the repertory theater and how that plays into Greg and Liza Jane, your lives overall. And I also want to talk to Betsy a little bit more. So we're going to have a web exclusive. We're going to keep the tape rolling, and we'll put that up on WGCUnews.org, or you can find it at GulfCoastLive.org. It all goes to the same place. So if you want to continue listening to this conversation, be sure to check that out there. So I'm going to ask you guys to just hold, please. Just one sec. And we'll continue talking. I want to thank our previous guest, also Bradley Miles, Executive Director and CEO of Polaris, a global nonprofit combating human trafficking. Our show today was produced by Mike Kanairi, Jessica Mazaros, and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU FM, Fort Myers, 90.1 WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.